Tonight, it's the MasterChef semifinal. The three best home cooks in America face their most daunting challenge yet.
These 30 industry leaders are your judges.
Oh, my God.
It's an epic culinary battle.
This is it.
For a spot in the head-to-head finale.
He's pulling together stuff that I've never really tasted.
In the end, only one will be crowned MasterChef. And it all happens right here, right now.
Welcome.
Thinking about my journey from the 40 people one-to-one battles to where I am today is night and day. I have grown and changed so much. I'm setting the example for my daughter that says, you know, you have to believe in yourself.
Let's go.
Seeing that trophy there, that is my culinary Grammy, and I'm taking it.
Wow.
8 months ago, I was just in my backyard gardening, and now I'm in the top three of the biggest culinary competition in the entire world. And you know what? I'm gonna win.
Welcome to the semifinals of MasterChef. One of you three will have the honor of being called America's next MasterChef.
That title comes with some incredible prizes. $250,000 and your very own cookbook.
And the MasterChef trophy. Win this title, and trust me, I can guarantee it will unlock all of your culinary dreams.
Whoever wins this next challenge will be going straight through to tonight's finale. The other two will then fight it out for the last spot available in that finale. Tonight, in the MasterChef restaurant, we will have a room full of VIPs.
The people who you're cooking for tonight are true professionals. They expect good food. They know our standards better than anybody.
Those VIPs are going to be your judges. They're going to decide which one of you will get the first spot in the grand finale.
Now, in a moment, you can go and stand behind any station you like. It's entirely your choice, all three of you. Head to any station.
This is a huge task that you have in front of you. It's nearly impossible to achieve alone. Luckily, tonight you will not have to, because you're each going to get some help in the kitchen. One sous chef each. Please, say hello to your sous chefs.
Hey!
Hey.
Here comes Katrina, Ethel, and Tommy. Oh, man, this is going to be great.
Steven, is there anyone that you would be worried, nervous?
I'm always worried about Tommy. He's dangerous.
All right, well, let's start with you, Steven. Please unroll your apron to find out the name of your sous chef.
Yeah.
The way the cookie crumbles. Tommy, please head to Steven's station.
Am I going to have any trouble from you? I swear, I will beat you down.
Next up, Claudia. You have Katrina. Katrina, please, go join Claudia. Take your apron.
Gonna have a better sous chef.
Tonight, that means, Derek, you'll be working with Ethel, please. Go and join Derek. Thank you. Derek, Claudia, and Stephen, you'll have 75 minutes to conceive, prep, and plate stunning Russian quality entrees that really represent you and your style.
Is everyone ready?
Yes, yes, sir.
Your 75 minutes starts now.
Let's go.
Get it.
And start brainstorming.
Got it. Sounds good.
Grab two baskets and we'll start collecting our stuff. You stick with me like white on rice. I'm making pan-seared scallops with rutabaga layered with truffles and beet,
roasted asparagus and a nice nut sauce. Walnut oil, coconut mana. Right now, I have to cook the best dish of my life because these VIPs, whoever they are, decide my fate.
Did you already grab garlic?
Yeah, I got 2 cloves. Woo.
Today, I'm going to create a Mexican dish, but a really, truly innovative dish. So I'm making a grilled octopus.
Yes.
Served over oregano roasted potatoes, topped with an amazing poblano rosé salad.
It wouldn't be Claudia if it didn't have a million spices, right?
We need the baby bok choy. Check the fridge.
I can't just make one beautiful dish. I've got to make a dish that I will be able to replicate for a room full of VIP guests. I'm going to do a miso marinated black cod over a daikon puree with bok choy, oyster mushrooms, and topped with bonito flakes.
Let's go, guys. Let's go, let's go.
Poblanos are on that side.
Move all of them at one time.
The moment we've all been waiting for. The semifinals of MasterChef.
So 3 completely different contestants here. Steven, an urban gardener from Palm Springs, California. Somebody that has such a connection to food that's actually coming out of the ground.
Are they the same size?
Tip to tip, they're about the same.
I don't want about okay, the same. I want the same.
Now, Derek, a drummer from Fort Myers, Florida. He wowed us right at the very beginning. Yeah. You know, he's young, he's tenacious.
Leave that right here.
Okay.
He's very confident. But just think about some of the beautiful plates that he's given us across this competition. He's been a chef's chef.
Stir those, salt those, and then we need 2 more full of water.
Another home cook that's been preparing for this moment is Claudia.
Yeah.
Single mom from La Mesa, California. She's 31 years old. She has been fighting her way through life, and she's proven to be a real fighter in this kitchen.
Make sure that I taste everything once you've got it done.
Yep.
This is it. Let's go. Just over 5 minutes from now, the VIP guests will be arriving.
You're going to put the beets on top of the rutabaga.
Yes.
I need to make sure that I get octopus in these pots on time.
Oh, it's so good. You tasted it?
Yes, I did.
You like it?
Yes.
All of you, turn around and stop cooking. May I have your attention, please? Our guests, your judges, have just arrived. Tonight's VIPs are professionals. They are our sous chefs, executive chefs, our co-workers that make our businesses, bakeries, and restaurants a huge success. These are the people who have helped us achieve our food dreams.
Please welcome 10 people that helped put me on the culinary map and continue to help me dream even bigger.
I'm honored to introduce you all to my culinary crew, 10 of the smartest, hardworking people in the world.
And finally, let me introduce you to the men and women that I trust with my life and, more importantly, my food. Team Ramsay. Tonight, these talented individuals are your judges. Trust me, they are hungry.
You think one Gordon Ramsay's bad? You think one Ram and one Christina is tough? Try 10 of each. I mean, talk about pressure.
It doesn't get any better than that. Continue cooking. Good luck.
Now knowing who I'm cooking for, this is by far the most important dish of my life.
Tonight, these talented individuals that run our own restaurants are your judges. Trust me, they are hungry.
Seeing all 3 chefs' culinary families is huge. This is the people behind the most amazing chefs in the world. And I know that I'm putting my heart and soul into this. And so I really hope that that translates into votes from these judges.
Continue cooking. Good luck.
You know, just because they're home cooks, the expectation is still super high.
You've gotten this far in a competition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see how that's going to translate on the plates.
Tonight, I expect nothing else than perfection.
Leave it a minute.
Another minute.
How many do you got?
I got 44, 42. I'm going to do 46 for you, so we'll have extra just in
case.
Yeah,
I said 45. 45 was for good measure. Just do exactly what I say.
What do you want me to do, Claudia?
What is going on with these? I'm a little stressed. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's okay, Claudia.
24 minutes to go. Speed up. Right, Claudia, so tell me about the dish.
Today I'm making a grilled octopus served with a poblano frisé salad over some roasted oregano potatoes, and I'm making this amazing ancho chili and guajillo sauce to kind of go underneath that.
That looks beautiful, by the way. The color's amazing. Where's it coming from?
Annatto seed, chef. Nice. Something very familiar to my culture, and that's exactly what I want to bring, but I don't want it to look like a typical Mexican dish. I want it to be a surprise in your palate.
Just think who sat down in that restaurant. These guys are the elite.
Yes, chef.
Executive chefs, operation managers. How are you feeling
I'm
now?
I'm feeling really inspired, chef, because these are people that I aspire to be like.
Is this the best dish you've cooked so far in this competition?
Absolutely the best I've ever done, chef.
Good luck.
Derek, how you feeling?
I'm rocking.
Okay.
This is my best dish yet.
It looks like you're focused.
I'm focused. We have a plan.
Yep.
We've been communicating. We're organized. This is it, chef.
What are you making?
We're doing a miso marinated black cod over a daikon puree with oyster mushroom, sautéed bok choy, grilled shishito peppers, topped with bonito flakes.
I mean, it sounds like a very, very provocative dish. It's very thought out. It sounds like probably the most chefy, creative thing being served.
Thank you.
That's good.
A little bit more?
No!
What is the screaming about? Goodness.
Steven, how's it going?
Christina, it's going fine. Me and Tommy are working together as a team. And,
it doesn't sound like you guys are working as a team.
It doesn't sound like it? What are you talking about?
I can hear you from the other side of the
kitchen. Oh, in that sense. I mean, he's working with me, but this is my vision, and he is assisting me in getting there.
Is Tommy responsible for cooking those scallops?
I'm loading. He's finishing. He's basting.
Okay, Steven, my only fear for you tonight is you seem like you have a lot to do. You're up against the clock. You only have 15 minutes left.
I have it.
Okay, good luck.
You're blanking for literally 2 seconds. Into the water, out of the water, in there, ponzu, and then on your rack.
I got you, Derek.
10 minutes to go, guys. You've got to start thinking about plating your dishes for our VVIPs.
Yes.
All right, Derek, Claudia, how are they looking?
Incredible. Derek's looking good. Derek's got his sauce done. His fish is already sautéed.
You getting what you want?
Yeah.
Good.
Heffel's all on board with everything that he's been doing. So Derek seems the most chefy, fine dining, beautiful plate.
Derek's in the zone, but Claudia, as I have to say, smells authentic.
Really?
Looks incredible. The color.
Walking
that
by
octopus.
Her station?
Look at the whole station's blazing.
Seriously?
The grills.
She looks in control.
She's unfazed.
Yeah.
Steven's a little bit out there and awkward and sounding unsettled.
Make sure those scallops over there are done perfectly.
Okay.
He's leaving it to Tommy to cook all the scallops, which seems incredibly strange to me.
The protein needs to be nailed by you, the potential finalist.
We can do more.
I need you to grab 3 tentacles, okay?
Yep.
And then I'm going to come in with the frisée salad on top.
Yep.
I need you to start on potatoes. Go.
Go down with the rutabaga.
All right.
No, hold the pan and you go down. I'm going to follow you.
Take 2. You tuck it under, it sits like that, okay?
Okay, I can do that.
Come on. I know. Come on, Katrina. Come on.
Ding dong. The beet goes on top.
Oh, mother of God.
Claudia.
Yes?
I just look at how many we have. We're missing.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
Claudia's a portion short.
What?
Oh, my God. We're out of octopus.
Look.
I only see 2 pressure cookers.
There was 3 pressure cookers.
Yeah, where's the other one?
Right here.
It wasn't cooked.
Unbelievable.
Are you kidding me? We didn't take 1 octopus out of the pots.
Can't believe that.
How could you do that?
How? You always prep 1 portion
always.
More.
Always.
We are right down to 5 minutes. What am I going to do? I literally feel my heart sinking to the pit of my stomach.
Claudia, I'm missing.
Look.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
Claudia's a portion short.
How could you do that?
How? You always prep 1 portion
always.
More.
Always.
Fortunately, I left a grill on, but we literally have 5 minutes left at this point to get this octopus grilled and on the plate.
Claudia.
Yes, chef.
Hurry up.
Yes, chef.
The smart move is you kept the grill on.
She's going to be down to it.
I want you to go wash them, please, so that I can finish this.
4 minutes to go.
Move.
What's next?
Follow that line with the black sesame seeds.
Come on. Speed up.
Guys, one of you will go straight into the finale based on this dish. The other 2, head-to-head for the last finale spot.
Bring them.
You need it?
Yeah, we need them. We need to finish.
Just flip them. Give me 2 seconds.
Why did you put that whole flour there? I asked you not to.
No.
Why'd you do that?
You need to start doing the bonito flakes, Derek. We're not going to have time.
Coming up to 60 seconds to go. Last minute.
So you're going to crumble it right on the top?
Just on top. Just on top.
This dish needs a fish.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Claudia. Come on, Claudia. Come on.
Do we have every component on every plate?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Stop! Hands in the air!
Woo!
Good job, Ethel.
Derek, Claudia, Stephen.
Thank you.
Well done.
Good job.
Service, please.
Couldn't have had a better partner. I've created a dish that is unlike anything else that I've ever seen or tasted. I've put my heart on a plate, and that's the best that I can do at this point.
It looks interesting.
I'm enticed to eat it. I really am.
My food is going to be tasted by some of the premier chefs in the world. I'm honored and scared to death at the same time.
The cook on the scallops look pretty good.
Beautiful.
These VIPs, they are expecting the best from us today. And I think this is the best dish I've put together yet.
This is designed for Instagram.
It is.
As he said, it's rock and roll.
Stephen, Claudia, Derek, it is time to say goodbye to your sous chefs.
Great job.
Thank you for everything. You're amazing.
Oh. All
right. Thank you. Oh. Tommy and I were able to put out some pretty good dishes. Even though I gave him a hard time, I appreciate his effort today to help me with my vision.
Ready to meet the sternest critics you've ever faced?
Yes, Chef.
Yes, Chef.
Let's go, please, guys. Come in.
To have these 30 people in one restaurant, this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to prove myself in the culinary world.
I would like to introduce you to the talented three home cooks that are vying for a place into the finale. Let's start off with Stephen. Please describe your dish.
Right. Here we have pan-seared scallops dusted with smoked paprika and nutmeg, and then served it with a walnut and almond sauce. And then I layered the rutabaga with truffles and beets with roasted asparagus tossed with walnut oil, and then garnished with some edible flowers. It's a dish that represents me.
Please, Claudia.
Chefs, today I've prepared for you a grilled octopus with a fire-roasted poblano and frisée salad with honey citrus vinaigrette. Underneath the octopus, you've got a guajillo ancho chili sauce, and then you've also got some oregano roasted potatoes as well.
Derek.
Today I've prepared for you a miso-marinated black cod served over a daikon puree with sautéed bok choy, oyster mushrooms, topped with bonito flakes. Please enjoy.
Thank you. Derek, Claudia. Stephen, thank you. Please head back in the MasterChef kitchen whilst our teams start dissecting and getting up to speed.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Enjoy.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your dinner. Thank you.
What a rush. All I heard was you screaming the whole time.
I like to think of it as passion.
The scallops for me, amazing. The flavor sort of sings in my mouth, you know. I think Stephen's really got that sauce quite well balanced.
Yeah, the sauce pairs well also with the spice.
Did he say nutmeg?
Yeah, nutmeg and smoked paprika, yeah. Stephen.
So
said,
he's
yeah.
pulling together stuff that I've never really tasted kind of together, you know?
Scallops are nicely cooked. Needs a touch of acidity for me. Just something sharp, maybe sweet and sour to cut through it.
I put together a dish that was equivalent of everything I've learned in my MasterChef journey.
Derek's cod, aesthetically, very nice.
Cook on the fish is great.
Yeah, it's quite impressive.
Yeah, the marinade falls a little flat, but the bonito really helps out. Everything he thought out there works.
This is something I could see coming out of one of Gordon's restaurants.
The only criticism I may give to Derek's dish was the daikon puree. But I think it didn't taste of daikon a lot at all.
This is nerve-wracking, but yeah. I honestly feel like I put my heart and soul into this.
Good job with the octopus. It was lovely and tender, which is quite an achievement, because it's tough to cook octopus that quick.
I like the char. I like that there's still a little bite to it.
Yeah.
And I do like the salad, but I feel like the potatoes don't really make sense.
Very tasty. The octopus is very tender. I think the only thing, the sauce might be a little bit too overpowering.
Our food is being eaten by some of the greatest chefs in the world, right? And it's like, they're going to know the most minute mistake.
My biggest concern with Stephen's dish is still seeing these feet on these scallops. These scallops weren't cleaned properly.
Yeah. I'm very confident that Claudia's dish is the best on the table.
Oh, I can't
stop. I totally agree.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm looking at all of the 30 VIPs, people who earn their place in the culinary world. I'm hoping and praying that today I have earned my place in the finale.
Based on your votes, the first home cook in the finale of MasterChef.
We all made excellent dishes. However, I think mine is put together a little bit better, and I think my flavors are more symbolic of what I stand for. I think I've done enough to get me into the finale.
With 15 of the 30 votes.
The opportunity changed me and my daughter's life. So close right now. I need to be propelled right up into the finale, and I am just rearing for the win.
Congratulations. Derek, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes! Woo! Yes! Oh my God! Yeah!
Oh my God. Now I'm in the finale and it's not going to stop here. I'm one person away from having like the biggest record deal of the culinary world.
I say a big thank you to the talent standing behind you and head up to the balcony. There's a big glass of champagne waiting for you.
Thank you, chefs.
Enjoy it. Brilliant.
Cheers. Thank you.
Stephen and Claudia, both of you, please make your way down to the front. Thank you. On behalf of the entire MasterChef family, I'd like to say a very special thank you to the 30 talented industry leaders for making this a unique evening. Now get back to work. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Derek's in the finale. C'est la vie. There's no time to be upset right now. I have to focus on Claudia and beating Claudia so I can then go beat Derek.
Stephen, Claudia, one. More big battle where you'll both go head to head. And sadly, one will leave and the other will join Derek in the MasterChef finale.
Going into another pressure test is really, really nerve-wracking. Pressure tests are all about time management. And Stephen is so quick. I'm just hoping that I can keep up.
Stephen and Claudia, you have one more challenge that you must now win to earn the final spot in the grand finale of the biggest cooking competition anywhere in the world.
For this epic battle, you will be facing three pressure tests. An appetizer, an entree, and a dessert.
First up is an appetizer that's a savory version of one of my favorite desserts. I'm talking about an incredible Gruyere cheese souffle. They are so technical to pull off. Fluffy, delicious, nearly impossible to nail.
Next up, an entree. A true classic. Hearty and satisfying, yet elegant and delicious. Steak frites, which, let's be honest, is a fancy name for steak and fries. Just two elements on the plate, but elevated.
This is one of the most difficult desserts to nail. I'm talking about a stunning, delicious panna cotta. But in this case, we've made a very tricky panna cotta tonight, even trickier. This looks gorgeous, but wait till you see what's inside. An amazing raspberry coulis. Be careful, because the ratios of ingredients have to be exact. The panna cotta has to be set right for the coulis center not to bleed and create a total disaster. Now, it's a MasterChef three-course dinner, and you have to make all three in just 1 hour. Claudia, Stephen, it's time for you to head to your stations, please.
Are you kidding me? A Gruyere cheese souffle, steak and frites, the panna cotta with a raspberry coulis center. In 60 minutes, I think they're both going home.
You guys are probably worried. You no doubt are feeling stressed out, but we've decided to try to help calm your nerves That's why we want you each to open your drawer and see what's inside. It's a Surface tablet. You're both going to get to use Skype to have a video call with your family and friends from all over the world.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Daddy.
How you doing, buddy?
Hi.
Hi. Lolita. Oh, my God.
Holland, my Hi. Dear, lovely girlfriend.
You look so handsome.
Oh, thank you. You know, seeing my son and my girlfriend today really inspires me to be better.
Lolita.
¿Te sientes bien?
Me siento mejor ya que la estoy viendo, gracias a Dios.
Y ojalá gane.
Gracias, Lolita. Having so much support behind me just reminds me, you know what? You do have a lot of people who really believe in you.
I love you.
I love you too, sweetheart. It gives me like all the inspiration in the world to just keep fighting.
I'm going into the most insane pressure test, but if I win, oh, we're gonna do it together. All right, peace.
Tablets down, please, guys. Back in the drawers.
Rece por mí, por favor. Buenas noches. Bye.
Tonight, sadly, one of you will see your MasterChef dreams end. The other will go into the grand finale.
At the stations behind you, you'll find everything you need to make those three incredibly challenging dishes.
Your 60 minutes starts now. Let's go. Wow.
This is a huge challenge we've put them up against. Yep. They have to perfect three very technically difficult dishes.
60 minutes.
Not only are you balancing the technique of the three, you have to organize yourself so you can actually accomplish all three.
Yep, the first and foremost important thing is you've got to get that panna cotta set in the fridge, ready to go. Bring that cream up to the bowl.
Yep.
And then set it. After that, start your cheese mix for the souffle. And then after that, your steak frit, your fries ready, get them blanched. Now, the panna cotta, again, it's all in the timing. 20 minutes after being set in the freezer, scoop out the top, place your frozen raspberry coulis inside, and then smooth over with panna cotta.
For me, the cheese souffle is easily the most difficult.
What's the most common mistake?
If you overmix the egg whites into the cheesy mixture, you're screwed. Failure.
This thing, you know, all I can do is my best, and that's what I'm gonna do, you know? It's like, hell, you know? You're gonna throw me curveballs, and I'm gonna go out swinging, right?
Getting to the finale is getting the opportunity to completely change your life. I am winning this for everyone that I just saw. My mom, my daughter, my grandmother. This is for all of us.
25 minutes gone. 35 minutes to go, guys.
Now Stephen has his panna cottas out already. He's added his frozen raspberry coulis, and he's now filling the tops with his remaining
this
panna cotta.
This is really gotta work quick.
There he goes.
Good job, good job.
This is the most organized I've seen this guy.
I am so impressed so far with Stephen.
Oh, God. I have my panna cotta out, and I'm ready to start the filling of the surprise raspberry coulis.
Where's my bowl?
And then I realized when I moved everything off of my station, I ended up tossing the extra panna cotta. Now, my original plan to top these panna cottas off is extinct.
I think the pressure's getting to her. Mm-hmm. I think she's on the verge of almost panicking a little bit.
I'm panicked.
She's going to end up making a panna cotta.
Oh, my God.
Claudia threw away her reserve. What is she going to do?
It looks like I might be facing off with Wild Man Steven in the finale.
I gotta get these in.
Come on, guys. Start visualizing your next 30 minutes.
Oh, God. I ended up tossing the extra panna cotta that I saved in the bowl.
Where's my bowl?
Guys, Claudia has gotten rid of the panna cotta base that she needs to seal the sorbet. How could you make a mistake like that?
I'm in serious trouble, and I have to figure out a solve. The only thing that I can think of is salvaging what I've just scooped out of those panna cottas and really making sure that I get them sealed so that raspberry coulis doesn't just leak out everywhere.
35 minutes gone. We're now down to our last 25 minutes.
Come on.
Guys, Steven's using a flat whisk instead of a spatula to fold in his egg whites.
It's just breaking it up.
He's over-mixing, and he's deflating it when he whisks.
Also,
Stephen's put his souffles in. They take between 14 and 15 minutes, so he's already 5 minutes in too early. You know a souffle can't hold.
This is hard to watch. They're both making huge fundamental errors. Somebody needs to get it together.
How long are you cooking the souffles for, Stephen?
I'm going to cook them for 14 minutes. I'm going to, at the 2 minutes, I'm going to turn the oven down to 350. No?
You can't rest the souffle. They look great. Unfortunately, you put them in too early.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Just under 14 minutes to go, guys.
All right, now let's get into the steak. You can't do too much to it. You got to evenly season it, get that sear, but at the same time, you have to have your oil on because you're going to get your potatoes blanched, take them out, fry them again to get them extra crispy.
Exactly.
Get them seasoned, some chopped herb.
Where could it go wrong?
Worried about overcooked steak.
Well,
worried about not rendered fat and worried about limp, soggy fries.
All right, guys, 5 minutes remaining. Final 5 minutes.
Here comes Claudia yep. with her panna cottas. She got some hot water mm-hmm. just so that mixture releases from the silicone mold so she can dump it out.
Tip it. Here she goes.
Come on, Claudia.
Let's see. There it goes. There it is.
Beautiful.
Go.
Let's go. Claudia has served the panna cotta.
Yep. Stephen's out.
Okay, he's got it.
Okay.
All right, good. Let's go. Bring it up.
90 seconds. Here we go.
Steak frites coming up from Claudia.
Wow. So Claudia has plated two dishes.
All right, Steven's got his coming too.
Come on.
Let me remind you, one spot available to face Derek in the finale.
30 seconds to go.
Come on.
10 seconds to go. 9, 8,
oh my God, 7, Steven, please.
6, nope. 5, 4,
just do it.
3, 2, 1, and serve, guys. Well done.
Good job, Claudia.
I am floored. Looking at all of the three plates collectively in comparison to Steven's, I cannot believe how well I did. I guess it's all down to taste, but everything looks just as I envisioned it.
How long was it in for?
14 minutes exactly. At 425 degrees, ma'am.
And how much cheese?
Maybe a third of a cup. It's between a quarter and a half.
Okay.
You know, I'm looking down to my souffle, and it's not as tall as Claudia's, but, you know, hey, the important thing is the flavors are there. So I'm just hoping that I come out on top.
How long were they in for?
On the plus side of 16 minutes.
What temperature?
425 degrees.
How much cheese?
2 tablespoons of grated Gruyere.
So, Claudia's souffle, obviously much more light and mm-hmm. fluffy, more picture perfect of a cheese souffle.
Right.
The one thing about Stephen's souffle that mm-hmm. certainly trumped Claudia's was that he really seasoned that mornade.
Each bite needs a balance. Right?
Exactly.
All right, looking for perfect seasoning, a perfect medium rare. Fries have a nice herbaceous flavor. Claudia, this could be a $250,000 steak.
Stressing out a little bit, because I know how much is on the line, Chef.
What do you think of that color?
It's beautiful. Right now, I'm starting to second guess myself. Did I put enough salt? Was the texture right? At this point, I have no idea where I stand.
Stephen,
yes.
What are you expecting the steak is going to be?
Medium rare.
Medium rare.
Absolutely.
Are you confident about this steak more than the panna cotta or souffle?
Yes.
You are. Okay. What would you say?
Meet him here. You do anything special to the fries?
Well, I double cooked them to give them a crispier texture.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You know, I think Claudia probably got me on the souffle. I think I have her on the steak and frites. I did those fries nice and crispy. My steak is perfect medium rare. At this point, I think it's going to come down to the panna cotta.
So both steaks, pretty great. The fries, one really nice and crispy. The other, less crispy, but seasoned really nice. I mean, it's up and down.
Wow.
Right, next up, panna cotta.
Steven better have somehow infused some serious flavor into his big, messy panna cotta, because visually, Claudia's got it right now.
Right, next up, panna cotta.
This dessert could be the difference between win and lose. My panna cotta has a little leaf, but I know my flavors are there.
Claudia,
how long are you set them for?
Initially, chef, about 10 minutes.
That little bit of mixture you had at the end, you put that in the trash?
Yes.
Is that why yours is looking smaller than Steven's?
A bit, chef, yes.
Steven, some of it's seeping through.
Yeah.
How much raspberry coulis did you attempt to put in the center?
I put one teaspoon in the center.
So you're giving away the magic on the outside, but it's still coming down the flavor. And that is just oozing up. Thank you. Two very good panna cottas. Steven's texture is delicious.
Yeah.
Flavor is incredible. However, the secret is in the magic of Claudia's, because the filling's in there. Mm-hmm.
Clearly to me, there is a clear winner.
Wow. Tonight, one of you very narrowly had the edge over the souffle. One of you just had the edge over the steak frites. And one of you just had the edge on the panna cotta. The news is that the home cook that had the edge on every dish is the same person. The person joining Derek, taking the final spot in the finale. Congratulations. Claudia.
Thank you, chef.
Good job. Good job, babe.
You're in San Diego, yes?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, my God.
Steven, when you get back home, I want you to get a business plan together quickly, because I would love to invest in that truck. So, as an investor, as your partner, you've now got Gordon Ramsay.
Thank you. The most important thing to me was to leave with no regret. I've absolutely done that. I thought I was going home on that first day, you know, and I came up and, you know, I've been swinging for the fences ever since, and I'll keep doing it every single time.
I never thought I'd say this, but get up here and come say goodbye, please.
Oh, ladies first.
Good job, bud.
Look up there on that balcony. Who's going to be America's next MasterChef?
You know how I feel about Derek. It's going to be Claudia. Yeah.
Steven, I never thought I'd say this, but I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you.
Great job, Steven. Please put your apron on your bench and get working on that business plan.
All right. Thank you.
Take care, bud.
It has been an amazing journey. I've learned so much. I'm ever so thankful for everything that I've gotten, for sure.
I came into MasterChef just wild and crazy. I'm on fire! And then I started to tame the Mustang and walk with authority and with decisiveness. And if you have faith in me, I will keep you out of the pressure test.
The red team!
I had three of the greatest chefs on the planet telling me that I gave them something of value.
That is absolutely brilliant. Good job.
You're channeling so much confidence and knowledge in this dish.
Easily one of the best dishes we've had.
Gracias, compadre. Even though I didn't win MasterChef, I'm leaving here today feeling like a winner.
Yeah! See you later, wild man.
Next time.
It's time for the MasterChef finale to begin.
The world's biggest cooking competition comes to an end as Derek and Claudia go head-to-head.
Let's go, 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 go!
For the most coveted crown in the culinary world, only one will walk away with $250,000.
This is life-changing, and I came here to change my life.
Their own cookbook.
I don't think Derek knows what's about to hit him.
And the Master Chef title.
America's next Master Chef is...
One potato, two potato.